Our next storyteller comes from Gulf Breeze High School, class of 1999. Heath Harrison calls himself an anything but typical southern boy from the Gulf Coast of Mississippi. Heath attended school in the Florida Panhandle, where he studied government and world affairs, a necessary skill set, he says, for his work with high-functioning students on the autism spectrum. Please welcome Heath Harrison.
I'll use this mic. I probably should have checked with Aaron first on this, but instead of telling my story tonight, I'm actually going to invite the band back up here. I'm going to sing Down in a Hole by Alice in Chains. Not really. Okay, so my story takes place in Gulf Breeze, Florida. It is on the Gulf Coast, maybe 200 miles on the coast from New Orleans. And so a lot of people will refer to it as L.A., not Los Angeles, but Lower Alabama. Sadly, right now, actually, as we're telling our stories tonight, the first little bits of oil are starting to show up on its currently beautiful beaches. So in all seriousness, I do hope that we find a way to fix that problem pretty soon. So anyways, so high school, 1995 to 1999. This is in the South, but beach community South, very, very stereotypical beach community. But I also came there I went to Gulf Breeze, moved to Gulf Breeze, went to Gulf Breeze High School about 2 months after leaving where I had pretty much grown up from, which was Ocean Springs, Mississippi on the Gulf Coast, really only about 2 hours down the road, but still two totally different worlds. So it was kind of a combination of like, how do I combine like the four-wheel drive culture with board shorts? And so I did both. So anyways, this is a time when amazing bands like Pearl Jam and Stone Temple Pilots, started to kind of go into the shadow of bands like the Spice Girls and songs like the Macarena. So I spent high school trying to figure out, who I'm supposed to be and all that kind of stuff. I didn't really, know exactly where that was going. I got along with a lot of people, didn't know if I was supposed to be in one group, all groups, or what. There's two things that kind of stood out. One was that I didn't like the popular scene. I was well known, but I wasn't popular. I liked to actually antagonize the popular kids doing outrageous things that just kind of embarrassed them or annoyed them a lot. I enjoyed that. And the other thing is, and it kind of goes hand in hand, is I like to do outrageous stuff. Liked. I don't do that stuff anymore. I liked to do outrageous stuff to kind of just get like a really natural reaction out of people. It's pretty self-serving. But so anyways, those two things stood out. And that brings me to the story of, well, what do I do? What do I do with my time? I didn't make the soccer team, but I do want to be in shape. So I joined the weightlifting team. That was pretty awesome. I enjoyed that a lot. And with that, about the same time, I became a football manager. It's a water boy. I was a water boy and did towels and stuff like that. So I loved it, though. I really did. It was cool. If you've ever seen like Friday Night Lights or Varsity Blues or anything like that, you kind of get an idea. I also was a water boy when the movie Water Boy came out. That was cool. I did both. Was around the football players a lot, did that whole thing. That's where the story takes place. We're doing two-a-days. It's Florida. It's hot. Two-a-days is what you do during the summer when there's no school, so there's, you do football practice twice a day. It's nuts. It's really crazy. So I'm, doing the whole, water thing and towel thing and doing all that. And so, but there's, there's time to kill, and there's five other, girl manager, other, So I've had series of operations since high school. No, I've had, so there was actually five girl managers in addition to my manly self. And there's always like, you know, the people that are hurt and so they're hanging out with you. There's like the people, you know, like the trainer and stuff like that. So you always have people over there. There's people getting water. There's people in downtime. So, you know, that was my stage at the time. And so, you know, what can I do that's outrageous? It's a hot day. I don't really feel like doing anything. So let's just joke around. And all of a sudden, so we have water, we have Gatorade, and a Gatorade, of course, attracts bees. So I get one of the bees on my finger, and I'm like, got a bee on my finger. And people are like, you're dumb. So I was like, that's not really true. Watch this. So I go, ow. I stuck, you know, like the bee on the tip of my finger. I stuck my finger in my mouth, then like pretty far down my throat, pulled it back out, and there's the bee still in the finger, like, whoa, the heck just happened? People are pretty bothered by that, but like just kind of thinking I'm, you know, funny, but also kind of annoying and all this kind of stuff. I loved it. And so I was like, ha ha ha, I'll do it again. Negative reinforcement's better than no reinforcement. So I was like, ah. And the bee was not on the end of my finger. I had not closed my mouth yet. And there's that like moment that are like, what do I do? I don't feel it. I don't know where it is, but it's not on my finger. So I like grab the closest thing to me, which is like, you know, the water bottle. So then I just take the water and I just literally go through an entire water bottle, drinking it, like really drinking it, like, but like kind of doing like what you learn later in college, like how to open your throat so that just all goes down. And so I literally go through one of these bottles and then I'm just like, and just like grab another one. Still going. At this point, like, I have kind of a crowd because the few people that did watch me are, like, rolling in the sweet, sweet justice that's going on right now. And other people are starting to come up. Anybody that's going to get water anyways, you know, they're coming up, like, what's going on, getting the story. Everyone's, like, laughing. This is, like, really freaky, but it's that guy. And so anyways, so I go through like a second one, literally go through an entire second thing. I don't know how my body at the time could hold that much water, but so I do that and then I stop, right? I'm done. Like, I'm like, surely that was enough to like wash that bee wherever it was all the way down into my stomach with the stomach acid, right? That'll eat it up and like I'll never think about it again. And so I stop and I'm like, and if you've ever had chips, like sometimes you don't like chew the chips all the way and like it gets caught, you can like it'll go when it goes down, like it scratches the throat when it goes down, like, you know, anywhere along there, like a Dorito or something like that. Doritos, feel free to send me like bags of Doritos for free now, for the plug. But anyways, just kidding. So it started to feel like that. And I was like, well, it's just something stuck in my throat. Or like, I mean, like, that's how what it did on its way down. But then if you've ever held like a beetle or like a roach bug crawls across your foot or something like that, that feeling of like each individual little like exoskeleton leg is just like, beep, beep, boop, 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 boop. And the bee's just like, I went down, I'll go back up. So he starts literally like this little like divot area in your neck, you know, like under my Adam's apple because I'm a guy, and starts working its way back up. Like literally, this is what's going on. This bee is and it's successful. Like it's really moving up my throat. And so I grab more bottles and keep drenching. And I'm worried, like, I'm not allergic to bees, but I'm thinking, like, okay, I don't have to really be allergic for, like, oh, bee sting in the throat, oh, can't breathe anymore. How did Heath Harrison die? Oh, yeah. A bee? Ooh, so he was, like, allergic? No, he stuck a bee down his throat, and now he's dead. So I'm going through this, and so, you know, all these things are racing through my mind. Like, there's just people just laughing at me so hard. And I want to laugh at myself because, like, I can kind of step away from situations and be like, if that was not me, that's so freaking awesome. Like, that's so funny. But I'm not really laughing in that moment. I'm really kind of afraid. I do, like, you know, I don't know, I finished that water bottle and then, like, stopped and just waiting for that, like, you can feel every single leg that I'm, every single leg. And it really got, like, close to, like, where the base of your tongue starts. Like, I really felt it that high. And then, but yeah, so anyways, I was successful. I washed it down. I didn't feel the crawling sensation anymore. I wasn't dead yet and all that kind of stuff. And then what's cool is, like, 13 years later, I get to come talk about it in front of, like, a bunch of people I don't know. And so it was really definitely worth it. Thank you.
That was profound. You know, the first time I heard that story from Heath, I did ask the question that you're all wondering, which is, did you pass the bee, right? He doesn't know. He says there was no further trauma, so everything else happened, was without incident. Moving on.